This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The registration has begun for the Prime Minister internship scheme last evening at the online portal primeministerinternship.mca.gov.in, and it will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the scheme. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees, and the government aims to provide 12-month internship for one-year candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 for 5 years. An intern can receive a monthly financial assistance of 5,000 rupees for 12 months and a one-time grant of 6,000 rupees. As per the sources, opportunities are available across 737 districts spread across 36 states and union territories. The opportunities are spread across 24 sectors including oil, gas and energy, travel and hospitality, automotive and banking and financial services. President Draupadi Murmu will embark a one week long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi from today. The historic visit comes to an end after the African Union has made a permanent member of the G20 during the India's presidency. During a week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and interact with Indian diaspora. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to the three African nations. On the first leg of the visit, the President will visit Algeria from today till 15th October. During the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria and the other major leaders. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on the 16th October. On the third and the last leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Malawi from the 17th to the 19th of October. Senior leader of the Nationalist Congress Party and former Minister of Maharashtra, Baba Siddiqui, was shot dead in Bandra area of Mumbai last night. He was 66 years old. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has informed that police have arrested two individuals in connection with this incident. Shots were fired at Mr. Siddiqui while he was at his office with his son Zeeshan Siddiqui, the MLA for Bandra East. Siddiqui was rushed to the nearby Leelawati Hospital with serious injuries, where he was later succumbed to his wounds. Leelawati Hospital subsequently confirmed his death. Till February this year, he was in Congress but later joined Ajit Pawar's Nationalist Congress Party. The Commission of Air Quality Management has directed state governments and districts administration to intensify the vigilance against the paddy stubble burning against the harvest season. The Commission of Deputy 26 has deputed 26 central teams and hotspot districts in Punjab and Haryana to set up paddy stubble management cell in Chandigarh and continuous monitoring of the field level actions. However, a total of 267 paddy residue burning events were reported in Punjab and 187 burning events in Haryana from the 15th September to the 9th of October this year. In men's cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 133 runs in the third and final T20 international match and clinched the three-match series of by margin of 3-0 at Rajiv International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.